Country Bob FM.
Let's kick off a Bob Almanac here Monday edition with an update on the date and what how many we got left and how many in we are. These are very important. Right. Monday, July 29th, that's today, we have 210 in and 155 remaining. August is almost here, and that means the hands-free rule and law going to affect August 1st. Also, the slowpoke rule as far as in law. As far as being in that left lane,
that's good,
and keeping up with traffic. So those are a couple of key laws that go into effect first of, and just a couple of many, I'm sure. August 1st. Typically, a lot of laws go into effect August 1st.
That's the day.
It's known as it's the most lawless of all months as well. The English, this is now 1588 on this date. Anybody who took history in high school or college, this is a date that lived in infamy. It's a date that we should all know. We all learned about the Spanish Armada.
Yes.
And the day that they were defeated by the English in the Battle of Gravelines. It was this date, 1588, Spanish Armada, decimated by the English. It was a big upset, Neil.
Yeah, they didn't see it coming.
It was like the 80, it was like Star Trek, Starfleet versus the Borg. It just wasn't going to happen. Or for Game of Thrones fans, it was the humans against the army of the dead. It wasn't going to be pretty for the English, but they defeated the Spanish Armada. Somehow they found a way. This date, 1588. How about 1890? Vincent Van Gogh. He was an ear lighter, and he passed away at the age of 37.
He was troubled. Is that one way we
could
say
it? He had a lot of things going on. He was eccentric, and he had things going on.
I mean, talented, nonetheless.
Only at 37. He couldn't handle that talent, though. It was too much for him to handle, really. He was too gifted.
Yeah, maybe that's
And he left us way too early at the age of 37. That was Van Gogh, 1890.
Albania, Albania, your border on the Adrian.
It's been way too long, far too many weeks, maybe even months, since we've had this from Coach and Ted Danson.
And I do not tire of it.
1913, independence of the Principality of Albania recognized by the Conference of London. Conference of London got together and they said, you know what? We're going to say that Albania is now independent. Huh. Allowing it to be immortalized in sitcom form later on. So that was 1913. 57.
And now, here's Jack.
We have a wonderful show coming up for you. I don't know the exact date, but eventually it will.
Jack Parr.
Jack Parr took over this date on The Tonight Show.
For
Steve Allen. Would host it for 5 seasons, and then, of course, would give way to
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, who had become known as the king of late night, and they all had their own styles. Jack Parr was maybe more of a thinking man's host than some of the others, but put his own little stamp on late night TV. That was his date, 1957. In 58, the whole space race starting to cook up and heat up as President Eisenhower signed into law the authorization from Congress that we would create NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Where would we be without NASA? We wouldn't be on the moon.
No.
Somebody else would have had to do it.
Right.
That was in 58. 81, kind of a big thing in the news this date is.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
Hey. For better,
those are
for
the
worse.
Nuptials this day. 1981, the whole world watched. I can still remember tuning it in early in the morning on that date.
I
this
can
date,
too.
19.
Going, how does that guy 81. Get that girl?
Well, you know, there's some things in this world that go unexplained, Neil.
Right.
And
that's
defy logic. They would separate and eventually get divorced. They separated in 1993. They just couldn't make it work. But that's one of the big events of the 20th century when you think about
sure.
it.
Tonight on Friday Night Videos, Brand new videos.
Friday Night Videos debuted on NBC TV, obviously on Friday nights, following your late local news.
A video vote between Robert Plant and ZZ Top.
Ooh, who's going to win that?
Free Friday Night Videos.
This was big for those of us who lived in the country and did not have cable TV and could not get MTV.
Right.
For us to have Friday Night Videos, an hour and a half of just videos like they're showing on MTV, that was huge. And I would record that. I have several of them somewhere in my archives on VHS tape.
Jeez.
If they have, if they've survived.
What year was that?
1983.
Love it.
Same day.
This is crazy. How's the water?
Exhilarating.
I'm in deep.
That's Chevy Chase on Vacation. It was released on this date. For my money, one of the funniest movies ever.
It's very good.
That was in 83. 87, Ben and Jerry's and Jerry Garcia got together, and they agreed on a new flavor, Cherry Garcia. It's not as good as Hulka Hulka Burning Fudge, but it's close. Ben and Jerry's, that was in 87, 2011.
The father of rock and roll, the incomparable Chuck Berry.
The incomparable and duck walking Chuck Berry unveiled, there's a new statue, 8 foot tall statue. So even bigger than lifelike for the one and only Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny B. Good, hometown of St. Louis. That was the state,
Maybe
2011. Believe. And of course, Chuck Berry was there for that. He was rolling over Beethoven. ELO had a version of that. And that was their encore song Thursday night at the XL Energy Center.
Oh, very
nice. I thought they'd come out and do Strange Magic, but they didn't. They did Roll Over Beethoven, which was one of their earlier hits, of course, cover of that song. And then it was 1 year ago.
As early as 6 years old, I remember telling my mom I was going to play in the big leagues someday for the Minnesota Twins, and I believed it would happen. I'll never forget my excitement of seeing my first big league game at Metropolitan Stadium.
That's Jack Morris, and this date a year ago, he went into the Hall of Fame.
It's a pretty cool moment.
Along with Jim Tomei, Vlad Guerrero, Trevor Hoffman, Alan Trammell, who was a teammate of Jack's, of course, at Detroit with the Tigers. And Chipper Jones went in a year ago as well. And you know, they are thinking now that Tony Oliva is finally going to get in.
Next year?
With the Veterans Committee and the way that they've kind of changed the voting and everything, the way that they do it.
And
how they do it every few years as far as the veterans.
I might go to Cooperstown.
The old timers. So that was 2018. We have birthdays now, and you know what time it is, Neil.
I hope TV theme time, Jim.
Everybody's favorite time. It's TV theme time from the 70s. Didn't get much better than Emergency.
Oh, yeah. Rampart.
They would be calling Rampart. And Dr. Kelly Brackett, Robert Fuller from Emergency, still with us, and he still might be calling Rampart in his dreams and in his sleep.
He got his start in Laredo.
And he was
Laramie.
Yeah, he was on Wagon Train, too, and we might have a reference to that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Robert Fuller, 86.
I offer a toast. The undiscovered country. The future.
The undiscovered country.
Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1.
You have not experienced Shakespeare until you have read him in the original Klingon.
There he is. He is Chancellor Gorkon from Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. You know, you also haven't experienced, I'm going to hire me a wino to redecorate my home, until you've heard it in the original Klingon as well.
Ah, I'll have to look
for
that.
If you recall, that is actor David Warner. He's been in a number of things, Tron, Tom Jones, a couple of the Star Trek movies. David Warner is 78 today. Elizabeth Dole is 83 today, the wife of Bob Dole. She ran the buses and the trains in this country for years as the Secretary of Transportation, and Bob Dole will remind you of that many times. Elizabeth Dole, she had been mentioned a few times as a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
And may have gotten going early in the process, maybe early debates at one point in time, but Elizabeth Dole is 83. Somebody from REO Speedwagon, it would be the keyboardist. They were just here for Twin Cities Jam. That's him on the piano.
Well, I can't fight this feeling.
Neil Doughty. REO Speedwagon. More 80s music here for you. His voice has been known to crack windows. He can get up there, that Geddy Lee
guy. Oh, yeah, he can.
So Neil Dowdy is 73. Sing a little Tom Sawyer for us. Slapping the bass, man. Dave Tom Sawyer, mean. Mutton day, boy, you did dumb Doyle. Geddy Lee, 66. Let's go to the world of professional wrestling.
You see, when Big Papa Pump comes to town, all my hooches come around.
He is Big Papa Pump. You know what his finishing move was?
I don't.
It was the Steiner recliner. Scott Steiner.
Right, it's got a nice ring to it.
Big Papa Pump.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was pumping. There were some things he was pumping to get right to Big Papa. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Some performance enhancing, right, human growth hormone.
Not horse, recommended.
Horse tranquilizers.
No.
Scott Steiner, 57. Martina McBride, happy birthday to Martina McBride, 53 today. We know what she sounds like. How about Will Wheaton?
Sir, I know this may finish me as an acting ensign, but
shut up, Wesley.
That's right, Captain Picard.
Good security.
Will Wheaton, happy birthday today. He was Wesley Crusher, Star Trek The Next Generation. And then he had the number of cameos playing himself on The Big Bang Theory. Will Wheaton, 47.
I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do.
James Otto.
This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
This was his big hit, went to number one.
Oh, it was one of the most played songs of the year in 2008 or
something.
Of course
it was, 46 today. And Dak Prescott, quarterback, Dallas Cowboys, former Mississippi State Bulldog, Dak Prescott is on our birthday list today. And he's 26, still young.
Still young. Gone, but not forgotten. Our first lady of the day is Theodore Roosevelt's wife.
No, wait a minute. We had a lady. I had a lady birthday.
Oh, well, yeah,
Elizabeth Dole.
The gone.
You mean a former wife of a president?
Yes.
Not just a first lady,
right,
one of the first ladies.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Right. And that was Lady Alice Hathaway Lee Roosevelt.
Elizabeth Dole would have wanted to be first lady.
She wanted
she tried
to be. Didn't
Bob
happen.
Dole. Bob tried to do it.
Born on this day, 1861. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. It didn't end well.
Did you add an extra T in there?
Yeah, Benito. It just, you know, you got to roll
rolls
some
off
things
the tongue
along. Yeah. He ruled Italy from 22 until 43. And then I don't think it ended well for
he was
Mussolini.
Hung at a gas station.
Right. Let's see. Moving down the list, how about actor Richard Egan? He was in several shows, including Love Me Tender, 1921. Robert Horton was in Wagon Train.
Now, the funny thing is that Robert Fuller from Emergency replaced Robert Horton on Wagon Train, playing the same character, and they have the same birthday. Different years, but same.
Very nice.
Same birth date.
Yeah.
Fun trivia here on
always,
the Bob Almanac.
Always good. That is a little more TV theme time for Robert Horton there, who was born in this day, 1924. Hockey Hall of Famer, Terrible Ted Lindsay. He spent most of his career with the Detroit Red Wings, and he was born on this day. The year was 1925. Remember Captain Lou Albano?
Lou Albano.
Come out here, Rocky Johnson and Punchy. Hey, I can resort to showing my body. I got a 32-inch waist and a 24-inch bicep, and I can bench press 619 pounds. Hey, look at that waist. Now, I don't resort to that. I talk. Let you put the microphone up here, you dummy. You.
Captain Lou getting after Mean Gene.
Hold it, a 32-inch waist.
And if anybody's seen Captain Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More like a 62-inch waist. That was Lou, World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famer Lou Albano, born on this day, 1933, and ABC News journalist Peter Jennings.
Good evening. There is likely no other country in the world where an evening broadcast such as this would begin with the news that a popular soft drink was going to reintroduce its original formula. But this is America, and Coca-Cola is part of Americana.
It sure is,
it
Peter
is.
Jennings.
He would develop cancer, right?
Yes.
And pass away. Peter Jennings from ABC's World News Tonight was born on this day, 1938, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You failed to mention also that Captain Lou Albano, of course, was a big music video star. As he appeared with Cyndi Lauper and Girls Cyndi Just Want to Have Fun. Mm-hmm. And he's also very good. Nobody wears rubber bands in their beard any better than Captain Lou Albano. Now, would you like to start your Bobathon with here? This Monday edition with Martina McBride, My Baby Loves Me. Now, that's her, it's her birthday today. We mentioned that Martina McBride is 53, but also today, 46th birthday for James Otto. Ooh. And I've got Groovy Little Summer Song queued up here for you. Or if you'd like to go completely out of the norm and think out of the box, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band Fishing in the Dark.
I'm going to go Martina for her birthday.
All right, here we go. Thank you very much for being with us. That, my friends, is today's Bob Almanac.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany.